This one's weird, because I can only play it once a year. On Halloween.
Scary.
Thinking of all the cool creatures that I will meet on this night. Ghosts and goblins and witches roaming the streets in moonlight. Bowls of candy and goodies, delicious and waiting in store. The sound of cute little footsteps as they approach my front door. Letting the children inside to drink beers. Razor blades hidden in three musketeers. Screams from the basement of kids begging to be set free. That's what Halloween means to me. Tightening the clamps that are holding their little heads so tight. Putting my lips to their ears as I whisper, please don't fight. I promise I'll let you go home if you swear not to tell a soul. Well, I'll just untie these, I'm kidding. Now where is my chainsaw? Let's rock and roll. A pinch of your brother, a teaspoon of you, with the head of your sister would make a good stew. I give you a taste, but your tongue's in the stew. Irony, that's what Halloween means to me. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me someone good to eat.
All right. That was Stephen Lynch. Wonderful, wonderful Stephen Lynch.
We can play that song more than once a year, though.
Yeah. Oh, I can play it again right now if you want.
No, that's okay.
All right. Whatever. I like it. I think it's a great song.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It really does express
the Halloween. Of Halloween.
It was a lot of talking going on, so I didn't get to hear it all.
Well, you can always download the archive.
That's true. You could always buy his album.
I have a pseudopod.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. It is the 26th of October, and we're a little worn down. We've been doing a lot of haunted house stuff. And
what do you mean we?
We have, Brian Y'all. Baxter. Yeah,
and me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We all have been. But see, that doesn't come out right either. But we have Mark with us again. And he's going to hang out for another show. It's that time of year, so he likes to get in here and join in since he's usually with us on all of our activities this time of year anyway, so it's appropriate.
This is our activities this time of the year.
I think that's the only time he's out.
Yeah.
No, I'm out all the time.
That's the only
Are
time
you out all the time?
He's out all the time, but that doesn't mean he's still not in the box we keep him in.
That's
yeah.
true.
That's
right. There's more than one.
They carry me around.
Oh, yeah.
More than they do for me.
Get the gimp out.
And don't forget, in a few.
Oh, yeah, haunted ratings.
Yes, we should talk a little bit about haunted ratings. And we found a fantastic haunted house on, Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you guys are in the area and you want to see fantastic haunted house.
Mm, yes.
City of the Dead.
Awesome. It is amazing.
Up at the flea market. It is so
How
good.
How do you know? You saw it in the daylight.
Yeah, see, Notor is what
I'm
we
all
in the
about
business...
production value.
Yeah, what Notor is what we in the business like to call a chicken shit. And
that's Ms. Chicken Shit to y'all.
Well, it's not really that she's a chicken shit. It's that she cannot run. So rather than running, she punches. So really, for the safety of the actors, we don't let her go through.
I saw some wicked knuckles, too.
I guess that one of the... one of the actors in there got clocked the other night.
Yes. Well, when we talked last, we didn't talk about it last week. We were looking. The City of the Dead is so cool because it has all these great pictures on the walls, and there's just the detail is amazing. It actually looks like a city that has been taken over by zombies. It's just fantastic, but the detail is amazing. If you really go through it slow, you just are entertained by everything in there. And I was looking at this one picture, and just as I was ready to point it out to Brian, the picture falls and this zombie woman screams in my face. And I was like, put the picture back up. I'm trying to show Brian.
You know, I think that's so funny. That's kind of like when I almost got clocked with the axe.
Right.
Anything can happen to us. It's just like, no.
Yeah.
Bring back what we were doing.
Well, that was, you know, a funny thing. I'm noticing when you were in front the other day, someone jumps out in front of you, and I heard you go, yeah, move. You know, it's just so completely unfazed. But, yeah, that poor girl got slugged in the face the other night when that picture dropped and she screamed.
Yeah.
Someone popped her right in the nose. So, but yeah, we went back for a daylight tour to get the behind the scenes, and Nator did join us for that.
I didn't either, actually.
And,
but I was working.
Yeah, you didn't make it for that one, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful to get and go get to see the behind the scenes.
Well, we got the behind the scenes tour by accident. So.
Well, we really did it. I mean, they really were very nice to us, and really,
they're very nice.
Yeah, took us through and everything, and Logan went with us.
They're very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is you know, you go in and you're talking all nice with all these zombies. They will, when you're not looking, steal your son.
That's
exactly what happened. Logan was abducted.
I think how you phrase that is really cute, when you're not looking.
I wasn't. I was talking to this other zombie.
I know, not paying any attention to
boom,
your child.
He's gone.
Just leaving him there in the zone of danger.
He did show back up a few minutes later, though, but he had paperwork.
Right. So they said, Logan was going through going, I'm going to work here. I'm going to work here. And he said it within earshot of the owner. And he said, okay, you start now. And suddenly, as the transformation to zombie started taking place, his hands started shaking. And
well, that's what happens when you die. You go through like those little DT kind of things.
Right, right. And he did. He did. So we went back that night, and we had to leave Logan there because, you know, there's no coming back from that. So when you're infected, you're infected. So we came back that evening to take a look, and he did a really good job. He was completely zombified. And
yeah, he looks pretty nasty.
Yeah, yeah, and he jumped out and tried to scare us, and that was a lot of fun.
He did good.
Yeah, he did. He did a really good job. But it was an outstanding haunted house.
Yeah.
It is.
But then we keep hearing from everybody, the 13th floor is the best haunted
house. But are these people who've been to City of the Dead
and then gone
to 13th? See, no. They have nothing to compare.
Here's the thing. The 13th floor was an urban legend. The urban legend basically went that they did no advertising. It was this haunted house that was somewhere in the metro area.
Before you go into this, I overheard last night, and this could be just a wonderful urban legend starting, but somebody said last July a, quote, paranormal team went in and checked out the building before they set up the haunted house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. So anyway, this is basically an urban legend. You get to this haunted house. It is literally 13 floors high. And if you make it, it's so terrifying that most people do not make it to the 13th floor. But if you make it to the 13th floor, you get your money back. That is the urban legend. For years, we have been asked about the 13th floor. No, it doesn't actually exist. Oh, but my friend has a cousin who has a girlfriend who has another friend who actually went to it, and she only made it to the 7th floor. You know, I mean, no. That's exactly what you hear at every urban legend. It's never first-person account.
That we would call anecdotal evidence.
Exactly, exactly. So
I think you have to drop evidence.
Right.
Just simply anecdotal.
Yes. So this company kind of comes in and claims that they are that very 13th floor, which I think is a little bit bullshit in itself. The fact that they tried to lie to ride this urban legend.
And they promised me snakes.
Well, yeah, so we get there. And, of course, they don't like us at all because we're from Haunted Ratings. And you say, I didn't even ask for free. I said, are there any discounts available or anything like that? You know, I mean, we're here basically on duty to rate you. And the guy was very rude and said, absolutely not. It's like, okay, well, nice. You got a lot of class, buddy. You're pretty cool. So we get in line, and they have this really bitchy security person come out and go, there will be no eating, no smoking. And how this woman had such a deep voice like that, she'd been doing enough smoking and drinking herself.
Can you give me a breaking news?
But she kind of shouts out, well, just one moment. We'll get to it. I'm in the middle of a sentence, and you want a breaking news sound.
Oh, no, this is worth it.
Is it worth it?
The following is not a marketing ploy. The owners of the 13th floor haunted house, after experiencing a number of unexplained and at times disturbing phenomena in the off-season while working in the attractions, contacted the Denver Paranormal Research Society.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's
invited
in a romance
them
novel.
To conduct an investigation. They conducted an investigation on July the 18th, 09. Investigation time, blah, blah, blah. Here's the
I bet they had a haunted brick.
Okay, no.
Which will be in the news here shortly.
Team members present. Kathy, Bo, April, Joshua, and Bill. Geomagnetic field, quiet. Moon phase, waning. Crescent, 15% full. Weather outside, 80
frightful.
Degrees. Humidity, 20%.
Delightful. Fire is so delightful, yes. Yeah.
Equipment used, 11 digital voice recorders, 3 EMF meters, 1 digital full-spectrum still camera.
5 golden rings.
8
night vision cameras, 2 digital handy cams, and 1 infrared laser thermometer.
And a beer.
Recorded evidence, 41 hours of audio, 35 hours of video.
Oh, look what Gancognito just said.
68 photographs. It should be written in crayon.
Yeah.
And the... Okay, anomalies. 5 EVPs and 1 unexplained equipment malfunction.
Ooh.
So, it's true. They had a paranormal team there. And
okay,
oh,
we're
going to
hear an EVP?
We know that paranormal team quite well.
Well, we'd like
well, he's got to lean up close to the thing so the rest of us can hear. He's too far away.
Well, I have to turn the sound off from there. 5 hours of video. Oh, stupid. Oh. Hold on. God, I'm listening to
that
us.
That wasn't
sorry,
me.
People.
And you're wanting us to be quiet.
And they had a protopack and kind of
you were wanting us to be quiet.
Well, yeah, for the intro.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not saying this will work, but these are EVPs.
Don't cross
people.
The beams.
They had a protein, a proton.
Right, sorry.
Protein.
Sorry. People?
Protein.
There we go.
Pack.
They had a protein snack and they...
That's right. They caught a Slimer.
There you go.
Don't cross the beams.
This is an EVP.
Working on it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like a hard drive. That was it?
I think
it's saying
the word.
Wow. Okay, we're going to play
it.
It
was a spit ghost.
So it answered before he asked? Or what do we.
I'm thinking so. Hold on. There's a couple more here. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, God. I hear nothing, but
did
noise.
I heard it.
I mean, it sounded a little bit like Frank Sumption, but...
It said 42.
Maybe if they all were talking at the same fucking time.
Okay, that's enough. I can't take this anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay, so...
That was clearly Spanish.
It is pretty
illegal.
Much... Pretty
zombies.
Much conclusive, yeah.
Well, don't forget there's homeless people living there.
Right. Okay, so anyway, the security woman is yelling at us about everything that we can't do. And then we have to listen to everybody, and that there are holes and stuff that we can fall into, and
don't fall in the pit. Security will rescue you if you die. And
right, it was pretty much absurd. And then they talked about there are live snakes and live spiders, and live animals in general. And it was just absolutely ridiculous. They were claiming all this stuff. When you go through, there's none of it. You know, and I'm thinking that, you know, when you dipped your toe to see if that actually was a hole, I'm thinking that there probably was some glass either further down or something like that, just because, I mean, they were breaking laws in there.
Yeah.
But basically, this, they ended up in Westward as the best haunted house in Denver, and I'm kind of thinking they knew somebody because they're far from being the best haunted house in Denver.
Well, it's by votes.
I don't think that is.
On the citizen part, and then there's the rating that the reporters, the journalists do.
I don't know what the deal was, but they didn't deserve it. It was not deserved at all. And They had really long corridors that were just pitch black, no light whatsoever, and that was their big scare.
How many times I grabbed Baxter last night
did
by
they
accident?
Have your favorite
ooh, baby,
thing?
Ooh, baby.
The womb.
They had the
experience.
huge, long birth canal.
All right.
I mean, it was
long. Yeah, that's something I thought we should bring up. They had the
spinning vomitorium.
Yeah, and they had the spinning thing.
And
what's
it was
a spinning vomitorium.
It was the was something that Stephen Walker, you know, makes.
I thought owned some sort of a patent on.
It was really cheap.
Does Steve and Kathy own the patent on the
spinning
tunnel
vomitorium? It was absolutely ridiculous because it was so flimsy. I mean, you could tell it was like shaking and stuff as we were going through. It was very poorly made. It was just not good.
Yes, he does.
All right. Well, he should know that they have both the big, huge vagina and the spinning thing, and he might want
and
to.
And we would be willing to admit that in a court of law just for Steve, because
yes,
cool.
Yes. So they stole that idea, and I don't know if he sold it to him, but if they took his cheapest one, if that's the case.
I was about to say, because if he built that one, that was like his first
how
one.
How can you patent
right.
effect tech.
That? Because you know that spinning and disorienting thing. I've seen at museums.
Not that one you haven't.
Maybe it's a particular design. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll find out. We will find out. But anyway, so on top of the actors all kind of seem to have a really bad attitude, except for the very first hillbilly one.
He was okay.
He wasn't the greatest actor I've ever seen, but at least he was funny and things like that. But it was a little... A little pathetic. So she says that Effect Tech, the company, owns the patent.
Right,
on that.
That's their company.
Yeah. So, anyway, so yeah, that should be brought to your attention, iSwitch. So
here's a whole thing called the Vomitorium. So they obviously didn't copyright the name.
Well, that's just what I call it.
The Vomitorium was actually a great skit on the original Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Those are the Roman Vomitorium. But
well, they did have those. Yes.
Right. Yeah. But that's not what this is. Anyway, so we were very disappointed, actually, in the 13th floor, and we're kind of amazed that they had such a reputation that they had been riding with the urban legend and then whoever they bought off at Westward. Because
maybe the person at Westward has not been to City of the Dead.
Well, then he's not doing a very good job of rating what the best haunted house is, because 25th Hour was better.
Breaking news. Westward. City of the Dead.
I don't have my keyboard plugged in, people.
They have it. Strobe lights, check. Fog machines, check. Zombies, well, the good authors here.
Yeah.
City of the Dead, a new haunt in town is about... All about the undead, from start to finish, comprising 14,000 square feet under a giant tent at Mile High Marketplace at I-76 and 88th Avenue. The fledgling spook house is a literal city crawling of craven zombies. The New Black. Yeah. Who infest every nook and cranny, from the biker bar to Scalpy's Barbershop, blah, 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 blah.
I'm really glad you went blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
It sports all the amenities afforded by its proximity to the marketplace, concession shops. Such a deal.
It is.
It doesn't say anything about...
It actually is a deal, too, because when they're charging $15, and if you look at what they've put into it...
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, guess what we had to pay for 13th floor? $30. Yep.
Per person?
Yep.
And no food?
Granted, no food. Granted, we went in VIP because the line was absurd.
Yeah.
But still, $30? Give me a break.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was $20 if not. So that was just ridiculous.
So where's the website to see all these ratings? Did you tell the people?
I'm getting there. HauntedRatings.com.
Yeah. We haven't had a chance to really rate all these yet, though. We got to get with iSwitch and get that
They
first.
Are all really cool.
Yep. So,
is it
yeah, we will.
HauntedRatings.com?
No, it was Haunted Ratings, wasn't it?
Pearls.
Haunted Ratings. So, anyway, she got it right that time. We need to get that over there, and now we can actually rate 13th Floor for them, and I'm glad about that, because they deserve to get smashed by our ratings.
Yeah, but it's so late.
Oh, it's okay. They'll know next year.
Got to be kidding.
What?
Marin Interactive Productions presents Haunted House Hunt. Interactive murder mystery dinner based on the real ghost stories reported at the history of the Lumber Baron Inn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
$37.
$37. That's because it includes dinner.
I'm going to go as Chris Moon.
Does it include dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
That's a dinner theater.
We're actually going to do a little ghost storytelling thing up at the Brook Forest Inn this Friday, mm-hmm. both at 6 and 8, and it's $3.
And maybe 10.
And maybe $10.
No, that's the tip.
Oh.
And I help.
But, yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun if you guys can make it up to the Brook Forest Inn in Evergreen. That'll be a blast. We're going to have a good time with that.
Do you have any ghost stories?
I do.
I'll have to steal mine.
Yeah, you can go over to the Stanley Hotel and steal theirs since they stole theirs already.
No, I want to steal
mine
from Chris Moon.
Okay, well, no, then you'll outdo us because he's got some good ones.
Really?
Does he?
Are we almost ready for some haunted news here?
We are.
Yeah, we are, but I'm in Westward again, and look what I found.
Yay!
What is Denver's
Yak
most haunted restaurant location?
Peter Boyles is holding his annual haunted event at the Yak and Yeti, the Nepalese restaurant that took the former home of the Cheshire Cat. Wow.
What are you wowing?
That's good advertising.
Yeah.
Did they mention us?
They don't have to. As long as they mention the Yak and Yeti, we can continue to get free food.
That's true.
That's all that matters.
Doesn't say anything about that or about us, and that's why I didn't find it.
Oh, the Lumber Baron has a vortex.
And Yeti had a vortex before we got there.
Yeah.
We cleaned that one
got
out.
Got rid of the vortex in a hurry.
Okay, up.
Right.
This one's kind of haunted house related, not really ghostly, but I thought it was funny in a sick way.
So it's apropos.
The sergeant had just gone through the House of Screams when he and others encountered a man dressed as a killer known as Leatherface, who was carrying a prop chainsaw and no blade. The cop, along with others, chased the character and turned and pointed a black handgun at the chainsaw massacre guy. The cop pulled a gun on one of the
actors.
One of the zombies.
Let's say a lot of issues coming out now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Peckman. I just thought I'd read his latest release.
Oh, I thought that was it. Peckman.
Yeah. Peckman.
Now we can move on to the next subject.
Here we go. Today, another milestone was reached in the final stage of collecting signatures for the ballot initiative. We reached 500 pre-validated signatures today out of about 1,000 total.
Just for the alien initiative here in Denver.
That have been turned in and reviewed by several of us using the Denver voter registration list. That scares me. We are checking every signature and are getting over 50% validity consistently, and that's acceptable. Tomorrow is a big morning for the turn-in of signatures, so I'll get you a quick count by the end of the day. There will be another signature turn-in on Thursday. Hopefully that will put us over the top in terms of getting the 2,500 signatures needed to get the 1,250 valid ones, which means if he has 500 today and he needs 2,500 signatures, he's coming up with 2,000 signatures in 3 days.
Yes, he is, because he has Metatron technology.
And how long did it take him to get the first 400?
Yeah. So he does say, I'll send out a red alert to ask for assistance if you can provide to finish this task. So,
well, there you go.
Okay,
he needs help again.
Now the big one that's going to be finishing this show, just because. Yes, guy, we wanted to go to Casa Bonita and investigate Bart's cave, but they won't let us.
But we're going to keep trying.
We're going to keep pressuring them. Two words. Extreme paranormal.
Extreme paranormal.
And I'm going to quote some of our buddies from over at... hey, GHI Greg, I just saw you pop in there.
Yeah, well, he's been in there for a little while.
This is a quote from his website,
whofortedblog.com.
Great guys. Notice the little A&E logo citing real life. How about a nice big PG rating citing language as the only slightly objectionable content? Finally, notice the disclaimer in gigantic font that reads, the views of the occult and supernatural on this shows are those of the investigators. I thought I was the only one to notice that, but that's not for entertainment purposes only. And for those of you that are interested, I would suggest going to, and Nator can type this in.
All right.
www.petitiononline.com.
P-E-T.
It wasn't all of it.
Oh, damn.
/EXPRC/. That's it.
Yeah.
You should all go there because
just really suffered through that show.
This is the petition to have it removed from A&E.
Amen.
And one of the funny things, and this is one of the few times I'll say anything nice about most people, John Zaffis, who...
We disagree with on everything.
Yeah, we usually disagree with.
I like him.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Well,
very easy. Oh, sorry. Yeah. But not cheap.
He has given us
Thank
the...
you.
He has given us, like, when we were watching Paranormal Activity,
mm-hmm.
when the guy hightailed it because there was a demon, that's now known as a Zaffis.
Right, right.
Oh.
Or a coffee.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, could go either way.
But he actually was the mentor of one of the guys that's on this show. And he was one of the first to sign the petition to get it removed. So
yeah, John Zaffis does a good one for a change.
He really did.
But, of course, his motivations were completely different, but that's all right. At least he signed it. That's good stuff.
So for those of you that didn't tune into Extreme Paranormal last week, don't tune in this week.
Wait, you have to admire the styrofoam floating symbol with the candles.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty.
That was the only
cool.
time I've
Out
ever
in the lake,
seen
yeah.
some sort of... pseudo mixed religion symbol thing being used to contact God.
And my favorite part was he was in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The cameraman was in the water.
There were two cameramen right. and a light man in
and
the water.
And yet someone
right.
touched him
yeah.
in the water inappropriately.
Yeah.
Well, I like it when they say looking back at the boat, you can see. And there's like a guy under there with a strobe light or something under the boat. Flashing back and forth. No, people.
It was ridiculous.
We need the Voltaire song. God thinks you're an idiot.
I love that. It's on my iPod.
You know, see, the thing that's really bad about all this is the fact that young paranormal investigators think that TV is the place to learn everything.
Oh, and that is breaking news.
Yes, yes. I'm building up to your news story on that. Now,
I don't have it with me, though.
Absolutely. Well, you can tell about it. It's absolutely ridiculous that they would teach these young paranormal investigators to get into a place... slice their wrists and put blood on the floor and then start the place on fire and then vandalize whatever they can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what the big lesson was. If you want to get a ghost, you got to get them riled up. So slice your wrists and do all this. And it's just,
I learned in Ghost Hunting 101, you have to insult the decor as well.
Right. Right. And they did. They did. They did that also.
I think that is a great one. Queer Eye for the Paranormal Guy. That is great.
That would be good.
Now, my question is, and I've seen this done before, and I thought it was dumb then, but they took in a Jacob's ladder to bring up the energy in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Why not bring in a Tesla coil? That's several hundred times more powerful.
Right.
But wait, not only did they have the Jacob's ladder, but the guy is sending live sparks into the room, and the other guy's trying to hide under a blanket.
Well, I thought that was funny. Yeah. He's like, I'm having heart palpitations, and I'm
something's pushing against my chest. Yeah, it's your friggin' three burrito supremes you had before you went and sat in there.
So he really showed his how did they put it, DNA that's missing the fear. Yeah,
yeah, it was absurd. So now your news story.
Well, the news story was, I don't have this with me, but in a nutshell, is the first case of a young paranormal team slicing their wrists in order to bring forward the ghosts has officially happened. So,
already.
So good going, A&E. We're proud.
Yeah, it's already happened.
And they didn't notice that the guy had no blood. Bandaging.
Right.
No marks.
Yeah, he slices his wrist to the point his whole arm is covered in blood and he just like damps it off with a cloth.
Well,
okay.
And then he like writes on the floor with ketchup.
He dabbed. Yeah. That's the proper technique. He dabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is the one time you're at a jail and you could use a tourniquet at that point.
I know.
The one time.
They didn't have me on the crew for a reason.
Now, this Halloween, we're going to be at the Yak and Yeti. And we are going to get involved in a little project that's going on with the JREF this year.
I'm so excited.
Where they're going to have...
How do you pronounce that?
JREF?
Yeah.
I did. JREF.
Keep going.
Giraffe?
Yeah, okay.
Giraffe? I don't know.
That's its hybrid.
That's... okay. See, we should be asking your tour about that.
Again.
Yeah. but what they're going to be trying to do is they got three magicians that will be trying to contact Harry Houdini. as has been something that has been happened since his death. He said, contact me on Halloween and I'll, if there's an afterlife, I will be there to talk to you. And, you know, so this has gone on every year, but this year it's going to be streamed live over the internet. They're going to be trying Ouija boards and various different things.
Shouldn't it be streamed dead over the internet?
Well, yeah, I guess for that night it will be streamed dead.
Heavy sigh.
But James Randi will be overseeing this in Florida. And at the Yak and Yeti, we will be streaming it up onto a projector screen so everybody can watch. But at the same time, we're going to be participating and possibly streaming alongside them our results. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope everybody can make it. But that brings us to our guest tonight. He is one of the magicians involved in this, and I think he's also the brainchild behind it. We'll find out. Andrew Main, and let's go ahead and give him a call.
He's in the tick. Brainchild.
Brainchild? Yeah, that's true. So let's see here. Let's give him a call. Where's the microphone on this thing? Oh, wow, it's clear over here. Okay. And right now, I don't even have that thing turned on, so let's see if he's there yet. Oh, so all right.
Apparently they knew you were calling.
On holiday.
Hey, is this Andrew?
How are you doing there, Baxter?
I am doing great.
Who? <Yeah. laughs>
And what if he had said no?
This is Andrew. Hey, is this Andrew? We're on the air, just in case you wondered, by the, you know, extensive professional manner of which I'm handling this. We were just talking about the event. Could you kind of give everybody a little bit of a bio about yourself, and then tell us about this big Halloween event?
Well, my background is, I have a background in magic, and then I have a background in the paranormal, and for 5 years I was the chief investigator for the James Randi Paranormal Challenge, the Million Dollar Challenge, and went around the world looking for phenomenon and working with laboratories and people who wanted to set up tests. Some of this would be with scientists, and some of this would be with groups that had expressly, you know, declared that they believed in this stuff, like remote viewing and basically trying to figure out how do you devise proper testing for this sort of thing. So I've had an interest in this sort of stuff forever. And I, you know, as a magician, I love, you know, obviously anything to do with Harry Houdini. And we thought it would be fun. We have a blog, weirdthings.com. Justin Robert Young and myself. Justin Robert Young is the editor of the blog, and he does a fantastic job of that. And many of the other things that we do, including podcasting. And we thought, you know, what would be fun? And thinking about, you know, our experience coming from, you know, like our point of view is I'm a skeptic. You know, I'm very reluctantly a skeptic. You know, I'm a person that loves ghost stories, loves spooky stuff, Bigfoot stories, anything like that. You know, we're going to be going on a sea monster expedition in a month. We're building a remote underwater vehicle for looking at this stuff.
Nice.
That's a good idea.
So I love this. Yeah, but, you know, but as a skeptic, you know, I probably have maybe a different point of view than people who believe in this, but, you know, we're always looking for that middle ground where why is this fascinating? Why is this interesting? And we thought, you know, what would it be like if a couple of skeptics who really desperately want to believe decided to do a seance? And we thought, you know, Houdini would be a great subject. And one of the things we considered was the idea of maybe doing a sleep deprivation thing before so we could just be admittedly very, very spooky before we did it.
Right.
For practicality's sake, we ended up not doing that, although we may do something relating to that later on. So we thought, wouldn't it be fun if we did that? Because
I'm thinking Jack Daniels.
What's that?
I said I'm thinking Jack Daniels is probably what you're referring to there.
I'm always thinking Jack Daniels.
That could be that, too. And, I mean, you think about it this way, because the problem is when people know, like, I write for Skeptic Magazine, and people know you're a skeptic, and you talk about a seance and things like that, and you're like, oh, well, you know, you're just trying to dump all over. It's like, it's Houdini. I genuinely want to make contact with Houdini. And Brian Brushwood is also involved. Brian Brushwood's another performer, like myself, who, you know, forget about it. We don't make any money from being skeptics. We make more money as believers, you know, being like, I was wrong. But
right.
We couldn't think of anybody who we'd more likely want to contact, you know, short, maybe Carl Sagan, would be Harry Houdini or Charles Darwin. So Houdini, we thought, what a great premise for doing a seance.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We love Brian Brushwood. We've had him on the show about a year ago, and we think he's a great choice to do with this. Now, what we're going to try to do here in Denver is we're having a big Halloween party, And we were going to, you know, basically project your live stream up onto a screen so everybody could watch, but also have a bunch of Ouija boards for all the people at the party to participate with you. And
fantastic. One of the things that we're going to do is we're having some prominent magicians and skeptics and other people send us words that are going to be sealed inside of envelopes, and the amazing Randy is going to hold on to them. So we've got, you know, who better to have, you know, hold on to those than Randy?
Right.
And what we can do is, like, at your party, we can say, all right, you know, when we'll pull up one envelope, say who it's from. If you guys want to give a chance to try and figure out what's inside of there, it'd be fun.
Yeah, this will be great.
We want to make this just a big collaborative kind of thing. And, you know, it's not for the $1 million, which I think kind of makes it more fun anyways, because, you know, who knows?
Right. Right. This will definitely be entertaining, and from us knowing Brian Brushwood, there will definitely be a good sense of humor going. So we'll enjoy that. And now tell us a little bit about Justin. He's the third individual involved on your side.
Justin works with me on iTricks.com. He's the editor of that. Justin is a prolific blogger, podcaster. He's a journalist by trade, and he produces, I don't know, umpteen podcasts a week through iTricks, and now he's co-stars on the Weird Things podcast with myself and Brian. And Justin has had an interest in this stuff since he was a teenager, and always thought this stuff was sort of, you know, pretty fun. And that's why one of the reasons we launched Weird Things was because, you know, even though we're skeptics, we love this stuff. We absolutely love this stuff, talking about this stuff, whether kind of fringe stuff it can be or weird stuff, and we kind of got a little bit frustrated by just the outright cynicism that a lot of skeptics have, where not only have they dismissed it, they don't even want to talk about it. You know, and these are people who can't even watch a show, couldn't watch The X-Files, can't watch a show like Fringe. Like, come on, you know, you can't even watch that. I mean, you want to argue on, you know, quality of television, that's one thing, but, you know, when you won't even be entertained by this stuff, that's just sad.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And we feel pretty blessed here in Denver because we've got some great people here in the skeptical community and several of them are actually going to be attending. So I'm looking very forward to that. This just sounds like it's going to be such a fun event and a great way to start our evening. How long do you figure that this will run?
I don't know. You know, it's a... We've been planning this thing, you know, for a few weeks now, and we're trying to figure out, you know, how do we keep this entertaining and keep it flowing. And as you know, anytime you do any sort of live streaming event, you always want to make sure that it doesn't go longer than it needs to. But last time I did a live event on Halloween was years and years ago. I used to host a late night horror movie show, and it was out of a couple stations in South Florida. And the thing that I realized in doing that was that people would call in and tell stories, and we were supposed to be playing a movie, but the movie machine broke. So the thing I realized though was on Halloween is a lot of people are around and want to have, they're either answering the door for trick or treaters, they get a party, and they want to watch something. And so we thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun to try and create some sort of event that can go on? So we're going to try and make this big with feeds from other places. Brian's going to be remotely out of Texas doing this. We're talking to our friends in the United Kingdom and having them maybe do a satellite seance.
Excellent.
So we're going to try and, you know, see how long it goes.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be a blast. Yeah. Well, supposedly the building that we are having our party in is haunted also. That's the
by Houdini?
The story.
Oh,
well, not by Houdini, but it is haunted. So, we'll have to talk and everything and see what we can do about getting our feed over to you guys also.
Absolutely. I think we're going to use the technical thing that we're using called Uvio or something like that, and we're totally open to anybody who wants to participate. We'd love to have you guys, if we could pick up your feed, and I think it should be fun for everybody watching. Anybody listening, you know, we're going to try and do a Twitter thing with a hashtag, so somebody says, oh, I think this is what I sent, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Not scientific, but fun.
Fun. Well, that's what Halloween's all about. You know, I mean, it's the one time of year that when we give our lectures, we actually talk about our personal experiences and all the little things that you can't consider evidence. But it's the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely love that.
Well, you know, I think what it comes down to is that it has been talked about before, you know, humans are storytellers. You know, we love to tell stories. And the skeptic side of things tends to say that's probably why we concoct these very elaborate explanations for stuff. But at the base side of it is we like stories, we like experiences. And the fact that we're curious about these experiences, I think, is just fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm totally into it. I think all of us here can totally get into your perspective and feel like we're on the same page. So I think this is going to be such a fun event. And when I ran across it earlier in the week, I was very excited. Brian had sent my partner Brian here, my hetero life partner.
I knew
he
was going.
The whooping beer on.
We decided that was something we were going to have to do, so we immediately started trying to get a hold of you guys to become a part of this event, because it just sounds like so much fun, and it's going to be a great way to start our evening, because after we're done with that, we're taking everybody down into the basement of this this building, so we can...
We're going to put them in
one big orgy. Way to go.
No, it's exactly, yeah.
It's actually going to be barrels full of acid, I thought.
Well, yeah, it may end with barrels full
like
of acid.
I kind
of
like the orgy idea better.
It depends on how it ends, but yeah, we're going to have pillows and candles and tell ghost stories for quite a while, and we're just going to have a great time with it, so...
I hope there are some women present, or I hope you're all gay, because to waste that opportunity would be sad.
We will get back to you on how it actually all plays out, because we can't we can't make any predictions as of yet. But yeah, we'll get back to you on whether or not we all turned gay, or whether we remained in the closet with that.
That was paranormal on its own.
Girls there. I mean, I'm just saying, either way. I have a friend who's involved in he's into Wicca and all sorts of stuff like that, and I swear to you, he is not a believer. I mean, he talks the talk consistently, but he's not a believer, but he's into that stuff. And he's got the best stories about, these covens and stuff like that, with these really beautiful women and, all sky clad or naked and all that. I'm like, skeptics don't have these stories.
Yeah.
We don't have stories. We have the actuality.
Yeah. Well, see, sitting right next to me is Mark
Silver.
He's
our version of that.
he's our pagan. He's our pet pagan who comes and joins us. He's got these stories too, and he's claiming that they're reality. And I'm thinking we need to start some sort of skeptical coven
investigation.
Once a year.
Once a year, is that it? Okay. Well, I don't know, but
Beaver, whatever it takes.
It just doesn't happen for us. I don't know what the deal is. Because, if you say I'm a paranormal investigator, great pickup line. But if you say I'm skeptical, they pretty much walk away from you. So.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I've always tried to be very, very... I always hate to misrepresent myself, even if I think it may make people uncomfortable about, I don't want to talk, I won't talk to somebody at length about this stuff without kind of explaining why I come from a skeptical point of view, just because it feels a little bit disingenuous.
Oh, yeah.
Because then, they're like, well, you don't believe it? It's like, well, I do.
Yeah, I can't say I believe, but I'm open to the possibilities. And that's I think that's the way to live, is to be open to the possibilities, but have a critical mind when you go about it. So,
absolutely.
I'm really glad that we had a chance to get a hold of you and get you on the show here. We need to have a much more extended interview with you, I think, sometime in the future. Maybe we'll have a follow-up after Halloween and see how everything worked out for you guys.
Yeah, as we speak for the monastery, because we've converted, and the ghost of Houdini just frightened us so much so that we've had to shrink civilization. And now, we had a very elaborate podcast that we did, which we ended up not airing, where Brian, we were going to great detail of what would be Brian Brushwood's conversion. Houdini appearing behind him, massaging him on the shoulders. That's a little weird, Brian. He's like, it's what would convince him. So.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, I'll be enjoying that. I tried to figure out a way to see if you can do the Brian Brushwood cell phone trick over the internet, where everybody can.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
not to step on Brian's thing, did you ever see my effect called Ghost Vision?
Brian, did you see that, Ghost Vision?
Yes.
Yes, my partner Brian down there says yes, he has. I haven't yet.
What this is, for your listeners, it's an effect where you borrow somebody's cell phone and you say, hey, you feel something cold or whatever, and then you take their camera and you record either a photo or a video of what looks like an apparition appearing. I came on this a couple years ago, and what's been funny now is periodically you'll see, particularly overseas, the Sun in England did this, a Swedish newspaper, they'll upload these videos and say, is this a ghost? And it's kids doing this damn trick that I put out like 3 years ago, and it's become sort of a funny thing where they'll like, all right, they like, you know, get some English showing, all right, I sent it into the Sun, what do you think of this, Andrew, you know, and these kids confessing to me that they've done this, so it's become kind of hilarious. So
that is funny.
We combine that with Brian's thing, I think we can scare the hell out of some people.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I mean, I'm not sure if Brian's thing relies on frame rate or whatever, so I don't know if the internet would work for it.
Genuine paranormal ability. Don't be divulging what you think how
well,
it works.
Well, no, that's absolutely what I'm saying. It's because certain paranormal activity only happens between certain frames. So you have to be
exactly.
You know,
I saw The Exorcist 2 as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
good answer. So yeah, it's. I think that would be so much fun, and.
Cool.
We definitely need to. We'll have to talk after the event and get you back on the show, and we can discuss how it all went and how all our beliefs are changed. So
yep, absolutely.
That will be great, Andrew. We really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. This has been fantastic. We're so looking forward to it. I will have to get back with you before the event and to see what we can do and what we need to do to make all this happen on our end.
You got to be connected,
and we will. We'll get it all figured out and talk to you soon.
Human sacrifice is all it's going to take. I guarantee it'll happen.
Yeah, I think so. As long as we have intent and the law of attraction, I think we'll be okay. So
I'm not that attractive.
You have a good night. We'll talk to you soon, Andrew.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Well, just to let you know Metromix, the website that does all the
sounds awfully familiar
events and all that.
Yeah,
all the
we're there.
Yeah, we're on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Haunted evening with Rocky Mountain Paranormal.
Awesome. A bunch of fucking liars.
October the 31st at something p.m.
I was going to say, if you want to see Naked Pagans right up by Lisa's house once a year, it's called Dragon Fest.
Yep.
Of course, not all pagans you want to see naked. So
yeah, they're all running around in the woods.
Exactly.
Are you saying that not all pagans are
they're not
like
models.
What they show on TV movies and stuff?
No.
Yeah, the charmed triplets aren't exactly the norm.
I would have much more fun.
Oh well. Oh well. Well, for a lot of people, a boob is a boob. So
that's true.
As we've witnessed that phenomenon with certain cameramen. So anyway. So cool. So we got anything else to talk about? Because you know, we all could use some getting ready time for paranormal, extreme paranormal.
Watch a stupid television.
You're gonna watch it.
So people want to know: do they have to wear a costume to show up at the Yak and
Day? It would be better.
They do not have to, but I would recommend it. I know that Dr. Joe will be there in his Dr. Horrible outfit.
Oh, wonderful! Right.
Yeah, and so after the
so hands
streaming,
down he won again.
Yes. After the streaming of the seance, we will be doing a little screening of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. So, and then maybe after that, we'll throw in The Exorcist or Session 9 or something like that. So,
are we going to have a costume?
Which I need to make a
contest? We should throw in Rocky Horror or something just to, you know, torque off the Rocky Horror picture.
We could.
Wellington is closed.
Uh-oh.
Bummer.
They closed it. So where are they going to have Dragon Fest?
There's a lake just up behind the Boulder Reservoir that they'll let you do that.
Hmm. All right.
I don't know that.
When's Dragon Fest?
It's in August.
Oh, they got time.
Yeah, yeah.
They got time to get the Naked Pagans out.
So, so what
you don't
we
have to doesn't take much time to get
going?
The Naked Pagans out.
No, that's true.
They'll show up at a heartbeat.
That's true. What?
Where was I going?
Costume contest. Yeah, I don't know that we're actually going to have a contest this year. I think it's just going to be have fun and show up in costume if you want.
I think, well, we've been promoting a costume contest.
Well, not by much. If you want to call what we do promoting, I don't know. But, I mean, what do you want to do for a first prize? I mean, date with Brian and Baxter? I mean, two-boy special? What are we doing here?
That's what you guys always do, so doesn't that kind of take away from special?
It does. Times. It's not that special anymore. So.
I don't know. We can work something.
Oh, we'll have naked pagans. All right. Thank you.
That's a costume.
Somebody's bringing naked pagans.
That's either a costume or a first prize. I don't know which.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an entourage. Because it was plural.
It's probably a band.
I see. Oh, yeah. Now.
Yeah, like there a lot of them are, why is Greg actually under threat? Listening.
Greg, why is Greg what?
Under threat. Matt is going to do something to Greg, and I was just wondering why.
No,
Greg
I was.
Under
I was going to say that what everybody needs to do that's going to be watching Extreme Paranormal is go to www.twubs.com, Extreme Para. And that's in the chat room. You can get that link. And that's where everybody is doing Twitter remarks as the show is playing. So it's quite entertaining, and it makes the show much more tolerable to know that you're not the only one thinking that it's repulsive.
But just one of the many stupid ones who actually watched it all the way through.
Yes, exactly. So what we do is we hook up the projector and project it up on the wall so we can all sit here and watch it on the wall.
Yeah, we call it the movie hole. Not.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
do.
Not.
I go home.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no comparison to my setup to Reed's movie hole, that's for sure. So, but it's a really a fantastic way to watch something that's so incredibly dreadful. But
I know a lot of pagans I want to see naked, actually, but, you know, we'll go there.
Just go to Google
we'll bring
images
your pagans,
and type it in.
Yeah, Google Images.
You obviously have better stock of pagans.
Okay, here you go.
Than what he's been exposed to, so you definitely want to bring your pagans.
Okay.
What do you do? What are you doing over there, Brian?
Something wrong.
Oh. Oh, they need the URL again.
Yeah, throw
so
it in
says
there.
Rick.
Throw it in there, Greg.
Greg.
Oh, there's a delay. He hasn't heard this yet.
Safe search is on. Hold on.
So.
Oh, you're being protected.
You could always safe search is on.
There you go. You can have some naked pagans.
All right.
Take the pagans bowling. Take them bowling. And I do.
They're just naked people. I thought it was going to be something special.
I don't bowl naked, but I do bowl.
Well, I don't know. I just naked people. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the point.
But naked people are all over the place. I thought if they had the designation pagan, it was something
special.
Yeah.
Like me.
Well, I don't know. But you do have a cool car.
I don't want to see you naked.
There you go. Stonehenge and everything.
Again.
Yeah, but I've seen naked people before.
Not at Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Is it at Legohenge? Sorry, Reed. Can't talk about Reed's hole.
Well, why not?
I thought we were promoting your hole.
Yeah, we were saying how this one is not.
We were saying how nice yours is. Mm-hmm. It is very nice.
It is.
It really
more
is.
People should visit his hole.
It is soft and it vibrates.
It comes with cup holders.
It does.
All the audio is gone from what everybody's saying.
Okay.
So we're maybe talking to ourselves.
Well, let's find out. Let's see. Because according to what I see here, there's plenty of audio. Da, 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 da. Yeah, we got audio. We're broadcasting. Mm.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's two different people. That's one in Bailey and at least one in Denver or in Glendale.
Yeah.
It had been going in and out.
Here.
There had been complaints all along. I tried to escalate it up the tier
audio
of help, but
trouble.
You'll be glad to know that Extreme Para apparently is falling off of Twitter right now.
Really?
What does that mean?
That means when I try and follow them, it says server responded with an error, not found.
Interesting.
So I can't follow them.
I've heard that before. I'm sorry. No, what Celtic Witch just commented.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Should we try to get ready?
Insider knowledge, right?
Yeah, we should.
Let's try to get ready for this. We're gonna hop out again here.
You do have to do the extra exit song, though.
Yes, I am.
Oh, what do we have to do?
In here?
His hole is full of cat hair. Nice, Reed. That's nice. But yeah, you know, we might need to talk to Reap about why this is cutting out on people.
That's true.
Because it's we'll blame it on Reap, but he's been drunk lately.
It's your fault, Reap.
So, yep. That's a good idea, Nator, a vortex to clean out the camera.
I have nothing but good ideas.
That is quite incredible. All right. Well,
what are we about to do?
We're about to leave is what we're about to do.
Oh.
You really need to hold that closing song for when Reap is around, though.
Yeah, it's better when Reap is here.
So maybe you should close the opening. It is Halloween.
I could play the opening again.
Do you have the kiddie song?
I didn't bring it over, no.
Ah, okay.
We can do that another time. So let's see. I'm not sure which one of these is the right one. I'll guess this one is the right one. I never know if this is the right one. Who knows? Okay, so next week we're going to try to talk to Andrew and possibly Justin again from the, was it weirdthings.com? And see how the whole seance goes. Now, this is completely separate from the tweance that you were talking about, or tweance, right?
Yeah.
Now, what was that?
They were trying to get a hold of Michael Jackson.
That was Michael Jackson. Okay. And
yeah, you have to Twitter him.
Yeah.
He can't handle a full summoning.
Yeah. That's. he's not into the blood ritual either.
No.
He's more of a, if you like, put Jesus juice on the ground or something, that might work. But
Summon the Keeper. Good book. Sorry.
Oh,
I was distracted by the chat.
we're going to get ready for Extreme Paranormal on A&E. And
don't watch it. We'll
don't watch it. We'll just report back. It's not that important. So you guys have a wonderful night, and we will talk with you later.
Bye.
This is weird, because I can only play it once a year.
Well, can I talk over
on
this?
On Halloween.
Turn her mic on first.
Thinking of all the cool creatures that I will meet on this night. Ghosts and goblins and witches roaming the streets in moonlight. Bowls of candy and goodies, delicious and waiting in store. The sound of cute little footsteps as they approach my front door. Letting the children inside to drink beers. Razor blades hidden in three musketeers. Screams from the basement of kids begging to be set free. That's what Halloween means to me. That are holding their little heads so tight. Putting my lips to their ears as I whisper, please don't fight. I promise I'll let you go home if you swear not to tell a soul. Well, I'll just untie these, I'm kidding. Now where is my chainsaw? Let's rock and roll. A pinch of your brother, a teaspoon of you, with the head of your sister would make a good stew. I'd give you a taste, but your tongue's in the stew. Irony, that's what Halloween means to me. Treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me someone good to eat. Huh.